Well, the United Nations has condemned a plan by a U.S. church to burn copies of Islam's holy book, the Quran, on September the 11th. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says he is deeply disturbed by the plan. He says the move contradicts UN efforts to promote tolerance and intercultural understanding. U.S. State Department, in the meantime, has tried to downplay the plan, calling the Florida-based congregation a small fringe group. The church says it will burn copies of the Holy Quran on church grounds to mark the 9th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. The pastor of the church says the U.S. Constitution allows him to publicly set the holy book on fire.
International condemnations continue to pour in over a U.S. church's plan to burn copies of Islam's holy book on the eve of the 9th anniversary of 9/11 attacks. The move, which has angered Muslims around the globe, is becoming troublesome, more than elsewhere, for the U.S. authorities, who warn it could inflame anti-American sentiments.
I am heartened by the clear, unequivocal condemnation of this disrespectful, disgraceful act that has come from American religious leaders of all faiths.
The Florida-based church insists it will go ahead with its plans despite growing criticisms. The church pastor, Terry Jones, says the U.S. Constitution gives him the right to publicly set fire to the Holy Book. This is not the first time Jones is embanking on his anti-Islam philosophy. Last year, he distributed T-shirts bearing anti-Islamic slogans. The pastor's latest provocation has also been condemned by an interfaith group of evangelical, Roman Catholic, Jewish, and Muslim leaders that met in Washington to respond to a spike in anti-Muslim bigotry.
To attack any religion in the United States is to do violence to the religious freedom of all Americans.
It is not a democratic value, and it is not a religious value.
They have mobilized to plan inclusive events to counter what Jones is doing. Meanwhile, the top U.S. and NATO commander in Afghanistan has warned that such an act could inflame anti-U.S. sentiments. The U.S. image is already tarnished due to the death of Afghan civilians.
Well, we're very concerned about the implications of a possible Quran burning in the United States. It puts our soldiers at jeopardy, very likely.
Earlier, the State Department issued a statement calling the act as un-American. So far, the U.S. authorities have done nothing to stop the pastor, whose remarks and planned Quran burning can enrage Muslims not only in the U.S. but across the world. Experts say Islamophobia has been on the rise in the U.S. for the past several years.
As far as the First Amendment and the freedom to do these things, well, obviously we are free to do these things. We have been bashing Islam for 9 years, ever since 9/11. And Whether it's responsible or not, whether it's legal or not, is not the question. The question is whether it is fair or not.
Muslims consider the Quran to be the word of God and insist it be treated with utmost respect. Jones's burning scheme has drawn rebukes from Muslim nations. Massive demonstrations have been held in Pakistan, Afghanistan, India, Indonesia, and many other Islamic countries. They all accuse the church of stirring up hate and discrimination.